This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Brother Ahmed, with regards to Zaneem, you don't have any case there. You know why? Because even if we accept the meaning, you are imposing on that word. Because when you go to the tafsir literature, there are so many different aqwal on that very word that you just cannot use it like waldul haram, zurriyatul baghaya, or haram zada, because there are no aqwal on those words. Okay, it is very clear Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani meant bastard children and prostitutes. It's very clear. There's no debate there. On Zaneem, there is a huge debate. And any Muslim who can read Arabic, go and open any tafsir of the Quran and you see the aqwal. What you do is you choose one qawl out of all those maybe 50 aqwal on the matter, and choose it and cling on it, what we call clutching on straws. Let's say we accept your meaning. I like to do this. I like to see territory to gain territory. Let's say we accept your meaning. Is it Allah talking? Allah can say what He wants to who He wants. When Allah talks, when Allah does, that doesn't apply to the creation, because Allah is not subject to the law of Islam. The Prophet is. Believers are. So stick to the point when we talk about Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani's crimes. He was guilty of qasf. You cannot apply the penalty of qasf upon Allah. Allah can kill. Allah can kill villages, towns. Allah can turn them upside down as He did. We are told in the Quran. Can we do that? Can we commit massacres? Can we go and start indiscriminately killing people? Absolutely not. Are we allowed to do mass murder because Allah did it? Allah does not murder. Allah does not kill. Allah is the judge. Allah is the judge, the jury, the executioner. That's Allah. Okay? Allah is not subject to the law. So if Allah calls someone Zaneem, he is Zaneem, whatever that means. When Allah says Zaneem, period, full stop, that is Zaneem. Okay? Now, the issue of using Abu Bakr's example and the Prophet is irrelevant, because they did not use such language. They used harsh language. They used extreme language, no doubt. Okay, but it's not relevant because Mirza called women prostitutes without providing four witnesses. That makes him guilty of qasf, and he should have been lashed 80 times, and his testimony cannot be accepted in any Islamic setting, let alone an Islamic court, let alone as a prophet. Therefore, Mirza stands condemned. That's why you don't want to discuss him. That's why you keep going back to Khatam al-Nubuwwat, Ikhtitam al-Nubuwwah, and the death of Jesus and the life of Jesus. You throw these things as distractions. So stop throwing them. Stick to the point. Let's discuss Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani and his Mughallidat. Okay. And what about he himself condemning this behavior in Chashma-e-Masihi? In that book, 346, page 346, I showed the scan earlier. He himself is condemning that behavior. Is that a prophet who condemns one thing and does the same thing on extreme magnitude? And also, when you use the example of Abu Bakr and the Prophet, you pull out one example from each of them, one throughout the entire life. Mirza, in his books, is obsessed with bastard children. He's producing bastard children on every single page. He's talking to Hindus, calling them bastard children. He's calling Christians, he's debating bastard children. And he is even calling those who do not believe in his message and his claim bastard children. So what case do you have, man? You have no case. So be relevant. Don't raise these points that have already been refuted.
I think it's time. Jazakallah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for mentioning. I think the point is, we're not avoiding what the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam used. We're simply saying to you that because we don't believe these to be in the understanding that you're presenting them to be. Okay, first of all, because when the same person has used this word at a different place, you mentioned in a hadith, Zaneem has been, in tafasir has been used in a different sense. In tafasir ibn Kathir, su'ila ikrama anis Zaneem, qal huwa waladu zina. Okay, Ikrama was asked about Zaneem, he said waladu zina. Okay, so what I'm saying is, come with a criterion that it doesn't fall back on your face. It doesn't look nice because you're a scholar. You're an academic. Okay, now I'm going to address your point because it's very important. If Adnan Rashid Sahib had read Kitabul Bariyah of the Promised Messiah, and I'm going to read this out in my time, Promised Messiah said, "Ye baat zahir hai کہ کوئی شخص اپنے مقتدا اور پیغمبر کی نسبت اس قدر بھی سننا نہیں چاہتا کہ جھوٹا اور مفتری ہے, اور ایک باغیرت مسلمان بار بار کی توہین کو سن کر پھر اپنی زندگی کو بے شرمی کی زندگی خیال کرتا ہے, تو پھر کیوں کر کوئی ایماندار اپنے ہادی پاک نبی کی نسبت سخت سخت گالیاں سن سکتا ہے؟ بہت سے پادری اس وقت برٹش انڈیا میں ایسے ہیں جن کا دن رات پیشہ ہی یہ ہے کہ ہمارے نبی, ہمارے سید و مولا آ حضرت صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو گالیاں دیتے ہیں. سب سے زیادہ گالیاں دینے میں پادری اماد الدین امرتسری کا نمبر بڑا ہوا ہے. وہ اپنی کتاب تحقیق الایمان وغیرہ میں کھلی کھلی آ حضرت صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو گالیاں دیتا ہے اور دغا باز, پرائی عورتوں کو لینے والا وغیرہ وغیرہ قرار دیتا ہے, اور نہایت سخت اشتعال دینے والے الفاظ استعمال کرتا ہے. اور ایسا ہی پادری ٹھاکر داس سیرت المسیح ریویو برائن احمدیہ میں ہمارے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا نام شہوت کا متی, غیر عورتوں کا عاشق, فریبی لٹیرا, مکار, جہل, نعوذ باللہ ولیعوذ باللہ, وی ہیو نو آنر فار آر رسول, دیٹ دیز پیپل آر ریفرنگ ٹو آر رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اینڈ دے سینگ اہل اسلام کا رسول اپنی لونڈی سے ہم بستر ہوا. دے کالنگ آر مدر عائشہ ا لونڈی, ا بانڈ وومن, اینڈ یو کانٹ ڈیفینڈ دیز پیپل. دے آر ذریت البغایا, دے آر ان دی ایکچوئل سینس ذریت البغایا, بیکاز ان اللہ یامر بالعدل والاحسان وایتاء ذی القربى وینہا عن الفحشاء والمنکر والبغی. بغا یبغی ان دی عربی. It's not over. Brother, I'm checking my time, so don't disturb. Baga yabghi in the Arabic language is to transgress, and from that the secondary meaning is taken as baghaya. So as I said, zurriyatul shaitan, children of Satan, is not taken in a literal sense. Similarly here, zurriyatul baghaya are children of transgression, so you can't take that meaning. Secondly, you said promisaya use haramzada. Farhange Asfiya says for haramzada is in sifat is used as someone who's sharir. And I'm going to show this because in the next time, Sharir, who's Dagabaz and who's not upon truth. I'm going to show you the actual scan here. So the point I'm trying to make here is we have no issue of defending.
Your time not over. Hashim, your time is...
Yeah, I think Ahmed, your time's over now. So, you know, we want to keep it short and to the point.
No,
yeah.
But 2 minutes, yeah. Instead, I don't think 2 minutes are over.
I'll appreciate it if you not use Urdu because this is an English channel.
Yeah, because
but inshallah, Adnan Bhai will deal with
you,
Urdu.
You spoke in Urdu. Basically, to summarize Ahmed's point, Ahmed was saying that these people deserved to be called children of prostitutes because they were insulting the Prophet and they were very bad people. They were using very ugly, evil language against the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, out of his love for the Prophet, he used these harsh words, calling them bastard children and Dhurriyatul Baghaya or children of prostitutes. Okay.
So I
agree with Ahmed when it comes to calling them criminals. I agree with Ahmed that they were very, very evil people for doing what they did, okay? Insulting the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the most heinous of words. I agree with you. I agree with the sentiment. But Islam draws lines, my brother. Islam draws lines that we cannot cross. Now, if these individuals, if they were raping women, let's say Muslim women, can Muslims retaliate by raping their women? Absolutely not. If they were killing children, Muslim children, these padris, right? Because insulting the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is possibly worse than killing, definitely worse than killing Muslim children, okay? Insulting the Prophet of Islam, okay, is very, very bad. It's evil, right? So if they started to kill Muslim children, can Muslims in retaliation kill their children? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So your excuses don't save you because we have lines that we cannot cross. We are subject to a law. We cannot accuse their mothers of being prostitutes. Okay, this is why Islam is superior. Islam is morally superior because we hold on to our morals. We are supposed to holding on to our morals, which Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, in his passion, in his hatred, in his love, call it what you like, put them aside. And he himself did not practice what he preached. So this defense doesn't work. So your defense using the Prophet Abu Bakr and the Quran doesn't stand because they are not relevant examples. Okay. Your defense in trying to make us emotional in hatred of those people who criticized the Prophet, who used evil. We hate them. We hate those people. They are the worst creatures. Absolutely. I agree with you there. I agree with your sentiment. But we have lines that we cannot cross, my brother.
Time.
We have lines. That's why, as a prophet, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. And it's not only Zuriyatul Baghai. You keep
Brother Hashim, in Allah ya'muru bil adl. You have to do adl. You have to do adl, Hashim, please. Do adl. He's giving me a minute and a half, and he's giving you 3 minutes.
Okay.
He gives you 3 minutes and gives me a minute and a half. Come on.
Listen, this is not a debate between Adnan Rashid and Ahmed. There are lots of other Ahmadis waiting in the back chat. Ahmed, how long do you need to finish your point?
Okay, let Ahmed speak for 2-3 minutes and we finish it here. Ahmed can go back in the queue and come back with more questions. I think we've dealt with this point.
Okay. Is that okay with you, Ahmed?
Okay, Jazakallah. Thank you so much. Three minutes.
Go ahead. You have 2 minutes.
Okay. So first of all, the main point is the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, we are saying from the last time I spoke to you, has not used these words in their literal meaning. He hasn't used Zuriyatul Baghaya as children of adulterer or of ilzami jawab. Okay. Now that when I mention an example from Zanim and all of these things, I'm not justifying that he has used these words in the literal sense. He hasn't, because he translates in Malfuzat as Zuriyatul Baghaya as a Sharir insan for Saadullah Ludhianavi. So why are you missing this? And Waladul Haram in the Urdu language, in the Urdu dictionary, open it up, it means a mischievous man. So these words are also used in that sense. So you can't say that they aren't. You can open it up. I know you're shaking your head, but you can open. You said haram.
I dare you to open Farhang-e Asafiya, the one you referenced. I dare you. Open it.
Haramzada. Okay. Haramzada, yeah?
Yeah, Haramzada. Open it. Open it. And okay, read the first three meanings. The first three meanings.
One second.
Okay. Go ahead. Farhang-e Asafiya. Open it. I like your hat.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you want one? I'll get you one.
I have a collection of those.
Okay. So Bismillah. So you said that haramzada only means
no. Put that particular article on haramzada. Zoom in. Let us see. Let me read.
I'll read it for you. I'll read it for you. Relax.
Okay. Haramzada. Read the first. Wait. Read the first entry, the second entry, and the third entry.
But don't stop.
Haramzada. What does it mean?
Don't stop. Okay. Haramzada in its literal meaning is waladu zina.
Okay, Stop there. One second.
Let me complete.
It means number one entry, waladuz zina, which means son of adultery, child from adultery. Agreed?
Yes. Who's denying it? I haven't denied it.
Okay, second entry.
I have not denied that Zuriyatul Baghaya in its literal sense means that. I haven't denied it. Did I ever say that?
I cannot believe this. You quote.
What's the second entry, guys? Let's get to the point. What's the second entry?
Okay, wala zana zada wo shakhs jo be nikah
paida ho. Wait, Ahmad, we want people to know what's going on.
Okay, please.
Ahmad made a claim using the name of this dictionary, Farhang-e Asafiya, which I'm aware of, alhamdulillah.
One of the oldest.
Haramzada means mischievous people. Okay, Sharir. What Ahmed did here, he skipped the first three entries. He skipped the first three entries that I have read myself. Okay, each and every single one of them says a child from adultery. Waladu zina. Okay,
I've not denied that.
Zina zada, which means the child of adultery. What is the third entry?
Third entry is, it says sifat. So let me complete. So isa muzakkar waladu zina zina zada jo shaks be nikah paida hua ho.
Okay, stop there. Jo shaks be nikah paida hua. That's the third entry. Jo shaks be nikah paida hua. In other words, a person born out of wedlock, a bastard child. So what the hell are you talking about? Why do you play these games?
Is it finished? It's not finished yet. Relax.
Yes, not finished. Of course, keep reading.
Yes.
He's a second. I'll read the second
word. Same word is used in terms of an attribute of a person, which says sharir. What does sharir translate to, Adnan?
Mischievous person.
Mischievous. Badzat. Yeah. What's badzat?
Badzat means a person of bad character.
Bad character. Immoral character.
Yes.
Okay. Fitna pardaz. What does that mean?
Mischievous.
Yes. So what we're saying is that a word has many meanings.
Why did you not mention the first three entries? Tell me why you didn't mention the first three entries.
Because you mentioned them already. Why didn't you mention the second entry?
Who are you playing with? Who's being mischievous?
Why did you, when you mentioned that haramzada only means waladu zina,
You can write it out. I didn't have a dictionary.
I'll tell you why.
By Allah, I'm putting
because your own Qadiani translations. Your own Qadiani translations.
Yes.
Translate that very term in that very quote. Listen carefully now. Listen carefully. Dhurriyatul Baghaya in that very quote in question. Wait. Where I claimed that is condemning his opponents as children of prostitutes in that very quote. Qadiani translation writes it as Fahisha Orten. Fahisha Orten, literally prostitutes in the Urdu language. And your other translation on in volume 6, same term Dhurriyatul Baghaya is translated as Kharab Orten, which in the last debate you admitted means prostitutes. So what games are you playing?
There's no game.
Stop that.
Listen. You mentioned four different references and you choose the meaning of your choice, right? And you've accepted that you mentioned Aina Kamalat Islam, but use the reference from a translation from Anwarul Islam.
Last thing.
Has the Prophet Messiah used this meaning Zuratul Baghaya in the sense of Sharia?
Your false prophet Ahmed used as an insult.
Now you're being derogatory. Are you being derogatory now?
And you said
you're gonna be respectful.
Sorry. Go ahead.
You didn't say you're gonna be respectful.
Go ahead.
Imam Abu Hanifa said that those people, though Rawafid, who refer to Mother Aisha radiallahu anha and say, Man shahida alayha bidzina, fahuwa waladu zina. This is Imam Abu Hanifa stating that whoever states
Prove that. Aisha Prove zina, that. Prove that.
Stay on the line.
No. You're gonna produce you're claiming something now about Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh.
I'm gonna prove it right now. I'm not going anywhere. I'm gonna show you, Ahmed.
Listen to me first.
I'm going
to
show you on the screen. Don't worry.
Listen to me first and you can prove it. You know, when the Qadianis or the Shia or the Christians, when they bring a quote from an imam to us, we just don't say, oh no, we don't do that. We tell them, prove it. It is an attribution. It may be in our books. But if it doesn't have a chain going back to Imam Abu Hanifa, it is not true. We don't accept it. So prove it by providing a chain going back to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh.
And Mullah Ali Qari is the biggest Hanafi alim. If Mullah Ali Qari is mentioned in his book, Mullah Ali Qari, if he's mentioned in his book, you're denying it?
That's not a chain. Mullah Ali Qari lived in the 10th century Hijri.
Yes. Are you denying it?
In Makkah. So I know who Mullah Ali Qari is.
But
Mullah
he lived before you. Chain
means you need to give me a chain of information. You're attributing something so extreme to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh.
So Mullah Ali Qari lied against.
Guys, it's not getting anywhere. Ahmed, come back with your evidence later. We'll let you in, inshallah. But
yeah, finger change.
There are lots of people waiting in the back chat, and it's only
fair. Can I say one last thing?
Okay, Ahmed, jazakallah khair for your contribution. Inshallah, we'll let you in again.
Anand, can I say one last thing?
You can come back, Ahmed.
Your last thing was already the last time.
You come back. We have other Ahmadis as well.
Okay, yeah, inshallah. Take care, Ahmed. Yeah.
Thank you for your time. Thank you very much, Ahmed.